More than 200,000 women have served in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. While their numbers are small compared to their male counterparts, many women veterans are facing the same problems finding employment and affordable housing. In Fayetteville, North Carolina, home to the Army's Fort Bragg, the number of homeless female veterans is rising rapidly. Jessica Jones of North Carolina Public Radio reports that many of them are young women with children.
Sanaya and Clarice McLean have been living in local shelters and friends' apartments for nearly 8 months now. A few days ago, they moved with their mother to Jubilee House, a facility for female veterans and their children. The McLean sisters, who have big brown eyes and shy smiles, say they like it here.
Because it's big. And they cook for us and they give us snacks every night before we take a shower.
Sanaya is 8 and Clarice is 6. Their mother, Sean McLean, has struggled to find a job since she got out of the Army 3 years ago. They left their last rental after another resident threatened them. McLean hasn't been able to find a place she and her daughters can afford.
It's hard, not knowing if you're going to be able to feed them, if it's going to rain, if it's going to be too cold outside. It's just hard.
McLean was a water purification specialist in the Army for 3 years. Now she wishes she had never left.
I thought I was going to get out here, find a job, maybe relate it to what I did in the military, and everything else was going to just fall into place.
Across the country, women make up between 3 to 6% of the homeless veteran population. But in communities like Fayetteville, which has a big military base, their numbers are growing fast. Female vets now make up 18% of the city's homeless veteran population. Susan Angel heads the Veterans Administration's homeless initiative.
One of the challenges is reaching them. I think once we reach them, we can do a really, really thorough job of providing assistance, providing resources.
Angel says female veterans are not always proactive about signing up for their benefits, but she says two new VA programs and a hotline designed for homeless vets should help women.
Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning.
It's mid-afternoon at Jubilee House, where shelter residents, guests, and employees are gathered in a common area for a graduation ceremony. Female veterans and their children are allowed to stay here for up to 90 days, as long as they actively search for work. Barbara Summy Marshall is the executive director.
The piece that's most important is for a woman veteran to have confidence in herself. And as long as you have that confidence in yourself and have a good supporting cast, I think you can make it.
Summy Marshall spent 15 years in the Navy, eventually becoming a chaplain. She says the women who stay at Jubilee House have struggled with everything from PTSD to bankruptcy. Judy Hilburn is a former Army mechanic who lost her house after she got sick and couldn't pay her medical bills. Hilburn says Summy Marshall helped her apply for veterans benefits she didn't realize she qualified for.
I've always been a strong person, but when you have enough bad things happen, you know, you lose that confidence. But she gave me the confidence to pull myself back up and to get back out there.
Hilburn has started her own business cleaning houses for property management companies, and she signed a lease on an apartment she's thrilled to finally call home. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in Fayetteville, North Carolina.